Okay. Prayer. Or this social suicide thing, Swamiji. I just added somewhere, maybe. And in a way, I find it, I mean, honestly, a bit ironic that a sannyasi is supposed to and said to kind of commit social suicide. Dramatic expression, but of course we understand what it means, that he's no longer a part of the society, no social obligations, he's completely, or she, I have no idea, independent and simply only depending on God, on Krishna, Radha Krishna. But how I think can happen that that very ashram, that very order of life becomes the most socialized, the most dependent and upheld by the religious group, so to speak. And we find it everywhere, of course. Started off with saints living in the forest, basically founded and taught the teachings that then made, turned into a church, a religion, a group, whatever, and where those kind of people turned into bona fide saints, priests and bishops and popes and whatever, gurus, and that were really kind of appointed by that organization or group or church or social environment, and thus dependent on it. If you say the wrong things, if you have the wrong opinions, of course, outside of the bona fide teachings, whatever the mainstream consensus, and you lose your job and your title and your respect and all of that. So, ooh. But they have someone like me. I'm almost 70 and I'm on my own. I just have a pension, and actually Krishna is taking care of me, making it so I get enough from here, from there. I do my honest work, but I'm free. I am basically a social outcast. But free and dependent, I can say what the heck I want here. So it's sometimes backwards, I guess we say that in Kali Yuga things are upside down. And well, maybe there's a reason why this sannyas isn't recommended in this age.